This is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, here is your host, Todd Willis.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Todd Willis. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, guys.
Coach Warren, recapping and reviewing what happened this past Friday night against Savannah. We were at home. It was senior night, big crowd, great weather, and the Bucs came to play some football. It was a big region win, and Savannah ended up being a lot more feisty than we first imagined.
Yeah, they're really athletic. Coach Green has done a good job of making that program better in his staff. Last year, they really struggled to even line up, and you know we'd scored 40-something at halftime. So we knew from the films and previous scores that they were a lot tougher than they had been. The thing that really was a challenge and fun, a fun challenge to me, was they had ran three different offenses during the year. Single-wing offense, which was 41% of their offensive shows on the film, if you will. Then they had ran almost a copy of Bryan County's wing tee. And then they had ran some spread. So we paid equal tribute to all of those. And lo and behold, when we shut the run out, as typical Bucks have done this year, we got an air show late in the ball game, and they dinged us with a couple of late scores. But I kind of let them bleed the clock so they wouldn't have time to catch us.
Yeah, take us through offensively through the game, you know, through quarter by quarter, if that's the way you want to do it, about the Bucks on offense, because we had big moments, but we also had sustained drives.
Yeah, but, you know, we didn't start all on offense. You know, if you remember, we started on special teams with a pressured punt that ended up being a mishandled punt for a safety, so we're up 2-0.
That's right.
Then they actually punt the ball, and Demarion McNear returns it for a touchdown.
Yep.
So we're up 8-0. We missed the extra point, so we're up 8-0. Then that's kind of, I guess, when the offense started getting lively. We had a pretty good rushing attack. We're up 22-8 at the half, but we hit some big pass plays. We hit in the game. I don't remember all of them in order, but the big play to Lorenzo Reed was Johnny. He had a 39-yard catch. And then, of course, Keyshawn Tyson's RPO run pass option catch was enormous, and he just outran everybody.
Yeah, the K-Train, Keyshawn Tyson, he's a junior, had a monster game, been calling his name a lot. And Lorenzo Reed, senior, you know, his name's been getting called a lot lately, too. Particularly, I mean, he's always been a beast on defense, hard to deal with by other offensive lines. But on offense, he has really rose to the occasion.
He has. He's kind of started off like he didn't want to play offense this year. His attitude was not where we needed it to be. And lately, he's done a really good job of being a senior that stepped up and decided to contribute where we need him on offense, not just where he wants to, but where he's needed. He just said, play me. So Coach Boatman has played him, and I think Toddy had three massive carries on the jet sweep Friday night, that big catch, and then he played lights out on defensive line.
Yeah, memory serves. When we were on offense after we had gotten the safety, you know, first play of the ball game was a jet sweep for a big gain with Lorenzo Reed.
Yeah, when he turns the corner, you better buckle down because he can run.
Well, and also what I love about Lorenzo Reed, and I'm sure all the Bucs fans do too, is that he plays a very physical brand of football. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Yeah, he is a very physical kid. He pound for pound, he might be one of the strongest kids or the strongest kid in the school. He's just not, you know, a humongous body, but he can run. He's super strong, and he likes to arrive with bad intent.
Yeah, yeah, he always plays hard. Always has for the 4 years I've been here to watch him. What about Makai Jackson? He had a big, big game.
He did. He was our player of the week this week, Todd. You know, I get made fun of a lot for sometime in football history, somebody said you can only play one side of the ball. And I wasn't trained that way. So if you got a kid that can play both sides of the ball, play on both sides of the ball. So Makai is one of those. He's our starting quarterback, and he's also a starting linebacker. So let's go with his stats. He was 3 of 7 for 119 yards passing with 2 touchdowns. He was 7 carries for 44 yards and a touchdown rushing. He had 6 total tackles, 2 for a loss on defense.
Wow.
So that's a night.
That's a stacked stat line on both sides of the ball, and that's what you expect from your seniors.
Well, I read those stats off in our team meeting Monday. The kids were aggravating him, telling him he had video game stats.
Video game stats. He was a walking cheat code. of course, you mentioned Demarion McNair with the punt return, but also Demarion contributed heavily on offense as well.
Yeah, he did. He got in the ball game. He's been a big factor. He's been a return man all year. Some of our punt stuff, both the fake punts to the punt returns to the kickoff return. So he's a weapon. People often kick away from him. But he got in on offense. He ran the draw really well. He ran some other plays really well. Ran super hard, and so did freshman Tyron Cummings.
Yeah. Oh well, freshman Tyron Cummings. Goodness, what a special player and a special young man. He carries himself well, and when he gets that pigskin, he knows what to do with it.
He does. He's got great vision. He's still a pup right now, and he's for his age, he's really strong. He's like I said, just great eyesight, and he starts on defense for us right now, which, I haven't had a handful of freshmen in my tenure to be able to play much less start. He's one of the starters. I think I've had like 5.
Yeah.
Maybe 6.
Yeah, he's a special kid. What about the truth? I mean, that's he had some big contributions as well, as did all the guys you've been talking about.
He got a little frustrated in the first half. They were trying to take him out of the game. He's a featured back in a pro-style offense, and that's kind of what that means. There's some featured players in that. So he got a little frustrated because they were taking him out, and we were hitting some of those big pass plays we talked about because they were open. They'd committed so many guys to the run and run. They were run blitzing us. So later in the second half, I think he took those frustrations out on a few players that got up wobbly after they hit him. So he ran pretty hard, especially in the fourth quarter.
Well, Ernest McIntosh does not avoid contact. That'll never be said about him.
No, he doesn't. He's a real physical runner. That's kind of when he's not running. When he's looking to run like a normal back, he's average. But when he's running physical, he's way above average. He can play college ball. So, he's approaching 1,000 yards, and I hope he gets it tomorrow night against Porter.
How many total does he have, Coach, at this point?
He was at 908 going into the game last week, and I don't know what he had, but he's just shy of 1,000.
Just shy of 1,000, so he can be the next 1,000-yard back. Who was your last 1,000-yard back, Coach?
I would think Will Jones and Trent Johnson.
Well, and that's been a few years.
Yep.
And that's a big deal, getting that 1,000 mark. More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia, at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at LouSaabKiaOfBrunswick.com.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home, we've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic and by Cunningham Jewelers. Coach Warren, we were talking about last week's game, and let's move to the defensive side of the ball in that ball game. Lots of great things happening. You mentioned the air show that Savannah started putting on, and they started making some incredible plays. But one player stood out. Talk about the team first, of course, but I do want to go ahead and mention senior Jaquez Ballou came to play on Friday night.
He did. You know, we go up 35-8, and I knew they had to start throwing the ball. We had, you know, a third of a game plan in for the passing attack because we'd seen, like I told you, three different offenses in 3 weeks. So we go into the fourth quarter, really, and we expect the air show, and we expect to make some plays, and we did make some plays. We just didn't know that they were going to throw it every down. So that they were making some, and kudos to the coach. He said they worked it all week because they didn't think they could run the ball, and we shut the run out. So they started making some plays. I know you saw the one-handed grab.
Yes, it was incredible.
And another one go up between three of our defenders and just take the ball. We kind of looked like, how do you do that? So that was big, but as you mentioned, Jaquez Ballou had an amazing night. He got a start on senior night. He got to play a lot and really earned the right to play. He became probably our best DB Friday night. Todd, he had three pass breakups.
Wow!
And an interception in the red zone.
Yep.
So that was huge. He busted one coverage, but I'm not going to hold that against him for all the other.
Well, I mean, the positives far outweighed anything that didn't go his way Friday night. I just thought he came up big for us.
Yes, he did. And it's funny, he's got that little signature WWF move when he comes up and waves his hands like it's incomplete.
Yes. And talk to us about the team effort on defense. You know, through the game, flow of the game. You know, you've talked about the air show, but put that in perspective.
Well, all year long, we felt like going into the season that we had a strong defensive front, and we have. We have absolutely throttled most opponents' run game that we've seen. And we struggled a little bit in the passing game, just against the passing game here and there because of injuries, because of lack of experience, you name it. Every time we get a beat on it and start playing it well, something else happens. So we were down a couple of DBs. We couldn't play a two-high secondary Friday night, and we played a one-high with Demarion McNear. And they realized that, and they tried to exploit some coverages with our linebackers and hit us with some things. So we could have changed up defenses, but I was looking at how long it was taking them to go down the field, and simple math said they're going to run out of time, even if they score one or two. So I let them have one or two, and by then the clock, we milked the clock out and the ballgame was over.
Yeah, you kept them inside the boundaries where that clock kept running, even when they would catch
the pass plays.
That's
exactly what we're
doing. You know, the clock just kept running, and eventually they, like you said, they ran out of time.
Yeah, what I kept doing, Todd, I kept making them throw the shorter routes, the 5-yard, 8-yard, 10-yard routes, and it kept everything underneath. So they had to drive throwing the ball, and then it just chewed the clock up.
Yeah, well, then clock – control is a big part of winning some ball games.
Yeah.
Let's shift gears, Coach, and now instead of looking back, let's look forward to the ball game coming up tomorrow night against Portal High School. It's going to be on the road. And once again, I feel like I've said this so many times sitting here with you over the past few weeks, it's another must-win game.
Yeah.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network against a Portal team, region game, must win.
It is. We've answered the bell on these must wins second half of the season. We're 3-0 right now in the last three ball games, and hopefully going to extend that streak to four straight wins. So I'm hoping that we can pull out a win and get into this tiebreaker mix, and we hope that some tiebreakers go in our favor. Todd, the tiebreaker is going to be a strength of schedule tiebreaker, so it's kind of out of your control. And There's going to be some games that we need to know the results of Friday night before we know if we're in or who else is in, too. They're in the same boat that we are. So I've been telling the kids all week, all we can do is control what we can control, and we have to win this ballgame. So if we don't win the ballgame, the tiebreakers are irrelevant.
That's right. And we'll talk more about those scenarios shortly. Tell us what we're going to face offensively, defensively, special teams from the portal team.
The portal team is well coached by Jason McEachin. They run a double slot pistol option offense. So kind of looks like old Georgia Southern, except they're not in their center. They are in the pistol, which is only 3 yards behind the quarterback. So a shotgun's typically five, you know, under center. Then the pistol is 3 yards deep with a back behind the quarterback that runs the options. We're going to see the inside veer. We're going to see the midline, the old rocket sweep toss, and some, I call them moonshot fades. Ball's going to be about as high as the lights, and they're going to try to come down with it.
Yeah, and I remember, if memory serves, Portal won the region last year.
2 years ago.
2 years ago, I'm sorry. I'm dating myself here, Coach. And but, I mean, that's what they did then, too.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing some of the same stuff. Defensively, they struggled. They went an even front, a four-man front. For you guys that listen to that stuff, you know, 4-3-4-4 look for most of the year. Now they're an odd front, a 3-5, and it's a different defense. So they've struggled with an identity defensively this year.
Yeah, you know, but they're going to play hard. I anticipate it'll be their senior night, last home game for them, and they're going to go at it. I mean, I've never seen a Portal team that didn't play hard when they play the Bucks.
No, that's true. They're going to play hard. I think both of us are dinged up. You know, we're going to be with a limited roster Friday night. And he indicated in his conversations with me this week that he is also on a limited roster.
That's right. Who are some players for Portal, by number, of course, that stand out for you as you've scouted this team?
Well, I'm not great with numbers. I'm great with
positions,
size, and things like that. One of the things that stands out with Portal right now is their competitiveness is up. They've played everybody hard, whether in a win or a loss or a blowout or a close ball game. If you look at some of the close ball games, man, they put like 30, 40 points on a couple of teams that we scored like seven on.
Yeah.
So we don't want to get in one of those matches. But one of the things that stands out to me is their size. They are huge. They will be the biggest team we faced all fall.
Really? We faced some big teams, Coach.
Yep.
So they're
big.
This will be the biggest one overall.
They're big. They've got some fast kids. So what I'm about to say is not any, you know, they got some kids that can run. But their overall team speed is probably not as good as it was in the region championship years. But they do have some kids that can hurt you. The quarterback, a couple of slot backs, a couple of receivers. They're tough. And they're missing one of their main running backs. He got his knee hurt against Jenkins County and won't be back this year. So we're going to see number 44 play both sides of the ball. He's over a 200-pound running back.
A 200-pound running back.
Or bigger.
Well, that's a load. Yeah. You know, that's a big young man coming at you with the pigskin. But we look forward to it, of course, and we'll rise to meet that challenge. We will be right back to Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earthmine Diamonds or Labmine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick and by Marshland Credit Union. Coach, as we go into our final segment here, you know, we've talked about last week's big win. We've talked about this week's crucial matchup up at Portal. Hopefully, all the Bucs Nation can come out and attend that game. We need the 12th man every week, but we need him tomorrow night just like any place else. Portal's not next door to Darien, but that's okay. You know, I know I'll be making a road trip, looking forward to it. Coach, you've mentioned a little bit about playoff scenarios, and we've been doing this for a few weeks because it's still pretty convoluted with a lot of different things that could play out the last week of the regular season, which sometimes you want it that way, sometimes you don't, but that's what's about to happen.
That's correct. We get on in the playoffs, and there's going to be a lot of scenarios Friday night that it really Jenkins County, McIntosh County, and Bryan County are waiting to see because we're in a strength of schedule tiebreaker. And I don't really like the tiebreaker, but one that we voted on to put in to region play. So we're going to have to wait in particular on the us to win or not and the Glasscock County, Hancock County game. You're going to say, how in the world does that factor in? Well, in a strength of schedule game, if a team you've beaten wins, that strengthens your schedule, right? So the most likely scenario for a win favors Jenkins County. If Jenkins County, who had beaten Glasscock County, if Glasscock wins Friday night, they win the strength of schedule tiebreaker, and they would move into third place, and we would move into fourth place because we won the ball game with against Bryan County head-to-head. What does not go in our favor is a Hancock County win. That would put Bryan in third, and Jenkins would have the head-to-head, and us, we would be out. But before all those tiebreakers get started, Todd, one of the big tiebreakers that we still hold is a win over Metter, which was big. First one since 2012.
Yes. First one since 2012.
Yep.
I did not know that when we discussed that earlier, Coach.
That's a big one.
That's a huge win.
If Metter beats Bryan County.
Tomorrow night
in Metter on senior night, then we're automatically in. We win the tiebreakers. So we've got two tiebreakers that could go in our favor. Hopefully one of those will go in our favor.
So the Buck Nation, of course, is cheering for the Bucks against Portal, but the Buck Nation is also cheering for Metter to beat Bryan tomorrow night.
That's the first
tiebreaker that would make it clean. Sounds like that would be clean. It would be a head-to-head. Jenkins would be third. We'd be fourth. We're traveling, but we're in the playoffs, which is where the Bucks like to be.
Yes.
And if Metter does not beat Bryan tomorrow night, then we're cheering for Glasscock County.
That's right.
To beat Hancock County, which, you know, you can't get there from here. But, you know, I'll be one of the first ones to cheer for them if that's what we need.
Yeah, it's a big game, too. It's at Glasscock County on senior night. And traditionally, Glasscock's not been a good program. But people I'm talking to say they've got one of their better teams this year, and they've got a great shot to win that ball game.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a – wow. What scenarios coming down to the last – week of the regular season, and as we have discussed in weeks prior, Coach Warren, it's still all about the Bucks needing to take care of their business.
It is. That's exactly what it's about, and hopefully we'll be in good shape and get a W on this Friday.
Yeah, I mean, and that's at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, to have an opportunity. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Looking at those scenarios, it's exciting. It makes the ball games relevant, and I can't wait, Coach Warren. I'm looking forward to it, as I know you and the team is. What about the season almost being over? Regular season's over tomorrow night. You know, hopefully we'll be in the playoffs. That's the plan. But the season's going to end sooner than later. You know, talk to us about how you seniors are doing overall, you know, the whole season lately. You know, just how have they developed and grown over the course of the year and their careers?
Well, we started off, you know, this year with 13 or 14 seniors, 14 maybe. And we have four that are that can't play right now, whether it be for injury or other reasons. And so we're down to 10 that are playing currently. So on the offensive side of the ball, you've only got three seniors, Todd. You've got Makai Jackson at quarterback and Chris Austin and Sam Sullivan at offensive tackle. So the rest of those Bucks that have been growing up on offense are all back this next fall.
Nice.
But you say, well, what are you going to miss? Well, obviously, Makai Jackson, a two-way starter, is a big deal.
Yes.
So, you know, we've got behind him Blake McMahon, and then You've got a very young Jackson Shira. Both of them need to have great off seasons to fill those shoes, respectively. So we've got to do well there. And then I feel like on the offensive line, we've got an extraordinary amount of linemen for a single-A program in the 9th and 10th grade. So the Buck starting next year with a simple formula of let's have a good offseason in the weight room, we're going to have a decent-looking line of scrimmage for the next 2 or 3 years.
Well, and we're getting some key players back with the truth. Ernest McIntosh is a junior this year. He'll be a senior and should project to be one of the better players in single-A football, if not the state of Georgia.
Yeah, he's pretty tough. You know, losing him last year before the playoffs with losing Coach McMahon, that really put a damper on things. But he's been healthy this year. He's running hard. And like we spoke earlier, he's looking at to be a 1,000-yard rusher this Friday night.
Yeah, that's a big deal. How about on the defensive side of the ball with seniors?
You know, I played linebacker, so one of the things that I pretty much run the defense through the linebackers. And one of the kids I've gotten to know really well this year is Wade Buckley. He's done an outstanding job mentally running the middle linebacker position. Now, physically, he's a little undersized, but he plays hard. He especially plays sideline to sideline real well. Sometimes running right at him, I got to put big Javonte Cummins or somebody in front of him and then let him to give him a little break. But he's one of the seniors that'll be missing. And then you've got Makai Jackson again. He plays the wheel linebacker and has been All-State there, possibly going on 2 seasons in a row now. So those are the linebackers. Then, you know, on the defensive line, our front four have been just vicious. So you have Lorenzo Reed at the strong side defensive end, and you have Al Thorpe at the nose guard, who replaced Anthony Jackson from last year. And Al has done nothing but to get better.
And Al is a senior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Al's a senior as well. So we're missing 2 D linemen and 2 linebackers off of this year's crew. And then if you go into the secondary, you know, we're going to miss Demarion McNear as free safety and Jacquez Blue at the corner position.
Yeah, so, I mean, losing a lot of good kids, but as you have mentioned in this conversation and throughout the season, a young Bucks team that is now well-seasoned and battle-tested will make a huge difference moving forward for the Bucks. Thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis, signing off.
Go Bucks.
We are one buck.